The WCSU Community Service Initiative features social service organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to residents throughout the WCSU coverage area. Today, we are featuring Michael's House.
I am the director of Michael's House Child Advocacy Center. The whole purpose and mission of Michael's House is to offer a coordinated, comprehensive response from a multidisciplinary team to children who are the most seriously abused in Greene County. When a police or child protective services believe a child is being abused, the child is brought to Michael's House. It's a safe, child-focused environment. They come with a caregiver or another safe adult. At the Children's Advocacy Center, the child tells their story once to a trained interviewer who knows the right questions to ask in the proper ways as not to re-traumatize the child. And then a team that includes medical professionals, law enforcement, mental health, prosecution, children's services, victim advocacy, and other professionals come together and make decisions about how to best help the child based on that interview. This may include referrals to therapy, linkages to medical exams, ongoing services, services to the caregivers, in an effort to reduce further trauma, but also to help ensure the long-term protection of the child. This is a different kind of place. The most important thing is if there is a suspicion that a child is being abused, is to call the local public children's services agency, which is 562-6600, or they can call law enforcement. If someone is really still not sure what to do, they can call Michael's House, and they can call us at 641-5670, and we can have a conversation and work together to maybe figure out what a plan of action would be. But it's really important for us to be willing to report such incidents, because when kids tell us what's happening and there's no response or no action taken on their part, it just opens the door for further abuse and trauma, and kids don't feel like they're being believed. We are a program that is completely grant-funded, private contribution, and in-kind donation. So for any nonprofit, you can understand the need to have services in place, and we need that community support. There are many, many worthwhile causes out in our Greene County community. If anyone is looking to help seriously abused children, there is a way to call, and there are volunteer opportunities where you can help with all kinds of facility upkeep, with clerical work, with supporting the front desk, the reception area. We always need things like snacks, water, all those things that you know that you can think of that we would need to supply for families and for kids. And then we're always hoping that groups, whether there are sororities, fraternities, students, organizations, can hold a fundraiser. It doesn't have to bring in a lot of money. Every little bit helps. Advocacy Center belongs to the community. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the children of this community. And so when the community makes an investment in this type of center, they can be well assured that they're making an investment in the future of kids.
To learn more information about the volunteer opportunities available at Michael's House, please call 937-641-5670.
Today's featured community organization on WCSU was Michael's House. For more information on the WCSU Community Service Initiative, call 937-376-9278 or visit our webpage at wcsufm.org. This is WCSU, Central State Public Radio.